Welcome back to Cinema Central. As always, I'm your host, DJ Ace, and just as the seasons are changing outside, the movie seasons also change. The summer movie season is officially over. I mean, I guess it's not official, but for all intents and purposes, it's over. And while I hope you had a great Labor Day weekend, it is time to talk about the movies of this past summer. Now, as always, with these roundups, I can only speak on the movies that I saw this summer, and fortunately enough, it rounds out to an even nice 10. I will say overall, though, this was an interesting summer for movies for me. It came in real hard and fast at the beginning of the summer. There was a point when I was watching a new film for 6 weeks straight, but then towards the end of summer, it really slowed down. So it was a very front-loaded summer, but as for the overall quality of films released, there are a few good ones surrounded by, well, a rather lot of mediocre ones. Now, I'm not going to re-review these movies. If you want a more in-depth review on a particular film, just go back in the podcast history, or you can now find all the old episodes on the Cinema Central channel on YouTube. With all that said, let's get into this top 10 movies from summer 2019. Coming in at the back of the pack, this should really surprise no one, Dark Phoenix, the last film in the Fox-owned X-Men series of movies, was basically a complete cinematic disaster. What was meant to be the last hurrah for the series was ultimately little more than an afterthought. From a cast that really didn't care what they were doing anymore to a plot that made zero sense, it's no surprise this movie flopped like it did. If you're wondering why this movie is even on my top 10 list, I said before, I only saw 10 movies. But if there was an 11, it would probably be on this spot instead of this movie. But in all honesty, I did enjoy some aspects of this movie. There were some standout performances in this film from Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy, and even Sophie Turner. I really wanted this movie to be good, especially after the disappointment that was X-Men Apocalypse, but ultimately, that is not what happened, and now we will just have to wait and see what Disney decides to do with the franchise. Number 9, Detective Pikachu. This movie was a movie I had very few expectations for, and boy, am I glad I was not hyped for this movie, because I feel sorry for all the people that were let down for this film. While I did enjoy moments of the comedy, the plot was so weird in so many ways, and even though I love Ryan Reynolds, I still feel as though it was sort of a mismatched role for this movie. Number 8, Men in Black International. The question for this movie was, can the chemistry of Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson carry another franchise film? Because they acted together in Thor Ragnarok. Well, it's a good thing I'm not a betting man, because I would have lost. While the aforementioned chemistry was there and it was fantastic, it was not enough to save this movie. From a confusing plot, the movie just really lacked the gusto of the original, which is something it was really trying to recapture and failed at. But credit where credit is due, I still liked the movie better than the previous two, and that's because it still had good enough comedy and it did expand on the wider universe of the series a bit. And again, I love those actors. Number 7, Godzilla, King of the Monsters. I think this movie really surprised a lot of people this summer in that it did not do very well at all, which is a surprise because the main critique of the last Godzilla film was that it didn't have enough monster fights, so they dialed it to 11, and people still didn't show up for this movie. Personally, I love the monster fights, they looked fantastic, but I think where this movie fell short and why people didn't like it was the human aspect of the film was almost completely pointless, as in it was uninteresting, and in most cases, unnecessary. The movie also delves deeper into the Godzilla lore, which I know next to nothing about and just had to take in stride, which is another reason I think this movie just didn't connect to a larger audience, but I'm sure the very niche Godzilla fan base did enjoy this film. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum. Besides having a nonsensical title, John Wick Chapter 3 offered some more of the insane action that we have come to expect from the franchise, and of course Keanu Reeves is absolutely fantastic in this role, and while the movie does build on the wider world that it is set, it doesn't elaborate too much and also has a circular plot that is kind of annoying. And even though the action was great, there was more than one occasion where it just dragged on for a little too long. However, it did really well, so I am excited to see John Wick Chapter 4, and hopefully they don't add another unnecessary subtitle. Number 5. Aladdin was a movie that surprised me the most this summer. I had poor expectations for this film, just with the early fan backlash and the trailers weren't that awe-inspiring. However, I did find that I enjoyed it. Will Smith did his own take on Genie, which I am very happy about, and the music was pretty solid throughout the film. I think they did a great job just with the setting and set design and the costumes. The comedy was fun too. I also thought the story elements that they added to the story were quite interesting, and though not necessarily needed, they did add to the story to help build the world it was set in. The weakest part of the film, unfortunately, was the villain Jafar, who just didn't have any of the gravitas that the original had. Number 4. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. I love this movie for various reasons. It was the penultimate summer movie action flick. It was straightforward, easy to understand, and perfect for turning my brain off and eating popcorn, which is what this movie needed to be, and it delivered. The Rock is great, Statham is great, their chemistry is great, everyone in this movie knows exactly what movie they are in, and they have fun with it. The comedy, the banter is fun, and the action is dialed to 11, while also holding true to the main theme of family. I know it was just a stopgap until we get our next Fast and Furious proper movie, but it was one I think we needed. Number 3, Spider-Man Far From Home. Regardless of all this nonsense between Disney and Sony right now, Spider-Man Far From Home was thoroughly fun and enjoyable, and it served as a good epilogue to the rest of the MCU. Tom Holland is still great as Spider-Man, and he really gets to build his relationships with Happy and MJ in this film. I thought what they did with Mysterio was great, and I loved how Jake Gyllenhaal portrayed him. This movie really just continues what we loved about Homecoming with good action, fun comedy, great characters, and a coherent story that still manages to bring some amazing twists and turns that keep the audience engaged. Not to mention that cliffhanger, oh my goodness. So I am very bummed with how the Disney deal broke down, but I personally am confident it will get solved in 6 months or so. Number 2. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The 9th film by visionary director Quentin Tarantino was a lot of fun to watch. The acting is superb in this film, being headlined by Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. I love the characters and how they develop, and I know there have been mixed feelings about this movie, but I really enjoyed it. While the film overall lacked that typical Tarantino suspense, I think he makes up for it in spades at the end of the movie. I would agree this movie was a different approach for him as a director, and I can see why that might upset people who are used to his particular brand or style, but I think it still holds up great, and the box office would agree. The only caveat is that it pays to know the historical context of which the film is set in, because I did not, and some of the novelty of portraying real people was lost on me. And finally, it was really long. And here it is, number 1, Avengers Endgame. So I know that Avengers technically came out before Memorial Day, but because I had that re-expansion in the middle of the summer, I'm going to say it counts as a summer movie, which is why it's on the top of my list. I can't even say enough good things about this movie, and I don't want to keep you all here to hear me talk about it all over again. My review for this movie is an hour long after all, but in essence, this movie was the epic of our time, the culmination of 22 interconnected films spanning over a decade, and I couldn't have been more happy with how it turned out. So I hope you enjoyed this list and this summer of movies. If there are any that I missed or you think should be ranked differently, then please let me know in the comments. So before I go, I did want to let you know that even though the fall movie season is kicking in, I'm going to be taking a hopefully brief hiatus from the podcast. It's for good reasons, though. I aim to update the look and sound of everything, and it'll just take a bit of time and money and all that stuff. So, but don't worry, I will be back to talk about movies with you all soon enough, and it will be better than ever. And also, you can follow me on the socials at Ace Cinema Central, particularly the Facebook page, as there's going to be another Facebook special on there. Otherwise, happy movie going.
Booyah!